Okay, hello.
Thank you. Do you answer?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, Bill.
Mr. President, following our talk in the Hugo Black's garden the other night, I saw the person in question, Dulley, fire under him, and he was supposed to have seen you, and I gather that he has. But anyway, since my wires are tapped these days, I don't know about yours.
I wouldn't be surprised, but I hope not.
I put the blowtorch right on him at a sensitive spot.
Yeah.
And I think you can get some reaction. The second thing I just want to tell you was that when I got to Geneva for that conference I was telling you about, the PT representatives did not appear. They did not show up. And why, I don't know. They sent no message. But there were quite an interesting group of people, many from Eastern Europe, and so on. And I don't suppose I have any information that your people don't have, but sometime I would like to just tell you in 5 minutes what I think might be of interest to you on the Asian situation.
I'd love to, and why don't we do it early next week?
Fine.
Maybe you'd like to come in some evening and have a drink, and we'll sit around and have dinner together.
That'd be fine. I'm going to be out of town a day or two, but most of the day about next week I'm free. But I'm leaving a week from Monday, and I can even bring my own whiskey.
No, you don't have to do that. What's mine, yours?
Last time I was there, I got the Diet Coke, you know.
Bill, what's mine's yours. You know, I started out a long, long time ago with you, and you used to start coming down to see me in the station wagon, never did show up. And I'm getting too old to start over making any new friends, and I just got to clutch on to those few that I got that are still left.
Well, you got me.
Well, you got me, and I'll call you just as soon. I'm sorry I didn't talk to you yesterday. I'd have had you come down here with me. But I'll be back tomorrow, and I'll call you, and whatever date your secretary says, all right, we'll get together next week.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Bill.
Bye.